Welcome to the podcast, episode number 9, Acceptance. Acceptance is the unattainable goal of every boring speaker, writer, and life lived far from the edge of impact. Listen, we work too hard to be accepted. Now, I'm not saying that we need to go out there and make enemies, but often we live a compromised life because we're working so hard to make sure everybody likes us. Now, politicians worried about that. I mean, they want to be liked at 51%, and that, right? And that's it. But as communicators, as people who share a message, whether we're writing, we're blogging, booking, it doesn't matter. We often want that acceptance more than anything else. We want blog comments, or we want Facebook likes, or we want great reviews on Amazon. We want great speaker reviews if we're on the platform. And if we don't get it, oh, what happens? We feel crushed because our life is often wrapped up in what other people think about us. Instead of saying, you know what? I'm valuable. Here's what I'm sharing that is of value to the marketplace and to other human beings, and I need to be satisfied with that. Instead, we're measuring everything by this level of acceptance that is really unattainable because there's always going to be people who don't like us, and there's nothing wrong with that. Why do we focus so much on acceptance? Number one, insecurity. I mean, as a whole, we're insecure people. You know, even the most confident among us are only confident in compartmentalized ways. So my life, for example, most of my friends would say Paul is extremely confident, maybe one of the most confident people that they know. And yet I'm not confident in every single area of life. Like everyone else, I've got deep areas of insecurity, and I've got other areas of strong confidence. But what we often do is that we place our confidence in the hands of other people. And if they give us positive feedback, at least at the 99.9% level, we feel really good. But if we get that one negative comment, we can get crushed. Why is that? Because we're insecure and we're depending on other people to make us feel like we're worthy. Well, the truth is, our audience is not our therapist, so we don't need to depend on them to make us feel like we're worthy of the message that we're sharing. Now, secondly, we often focus so much on acceptance because of the imposter syndrome. We are afraid that somebody's going to find out that we really don't know what we're talking about, or that we're pulling a scam or pulling the wool over somebody's eyes. And the reason that happens is because our world measures people on a scale, and we measure people on a scale. We look at somebody else's greatest achievement, and we believe that that's the norm, that that's the standard. And if we are not at that level, then we feel like it really isn't worth us being out there. Instead of saying, here's what I've accomplished, you know, out of 10 levels, I'm level 5, well, I can help people in the areas of 1 through 4. Instead, we look at the level 10 and say, well, I'm not level 10, so therefore, I'm just not allowed to do anything. I mean, that's crazy. We simply need to be who we are. Be honest about where we are. Don't get into false humility and say we can't do anything, we're not worth anything. Have a little self-awareness and know exactly what you can do and how you do it. And when we're thinking about acceptance, we've got to make sure that we stay away from unhealthy acceptance. And the way that we do that is that we say what others want to hear. This is how we get into this practice of unhealthy acceptance. We start saying what other people want to hear. And it makes our writing weak, it makes our speaking weak, it makes our communication weak, because we're no longer focusing on the benefit of other people, but we're riding with the mindset of what are other people going to think about me? Instead of what are other people going to think? What am I trying to get them to open up to? What do I want them to consider? Maybe even it's something a little bit risky. And so with unhealthy acceptance, we communicate in ways that we hope other people want to hear and will like us because of it. Secondly, we'll take a middle-of-the-road stance. Instead of being firm, instead of being on the right or being on the left, we stay right in the middle. Well, the only thing that happens in the middle of the road is roadkill. That's where you get run over. That's when people just plow you over. And instead, we need to be thinking, you know what? I need to take a side. Not so that we purposely offend people, but so that we stand for something. We tend to connect with people who take a stand, right? People that we tend to agree with. And often it's an opinionated stand. And so if we're riding or speaking from the middle of the road and we're not really taking a stand and we're not really saying anything that causes people to think, well, then we've got an unhealthy level of acceptance. Now, how do we develop a healthy level of acceptance? Let me give you 3 points on that. Number one is to aim true. Aim true. Say what you feel like really needs to be said to your people, to your audience, to your marketplace. Don't seek 100% agreement. Just aim true. And you will have those who will comment and say, I agree with you 100%. And you're going to have some people say that I don't agree with you at all. But at least you took the step. At least you got out there and said what needed to be said. Number two, you can have healthy acceptance by benefiting others. If your goal is to make sure that other people are gaining, then it's the right direction to go. So that you're not writing because you're simply trying to be accepted, but you're writing in a way that's going to benefit other people the most. You're going to end up helping them take the strides, reach the goals, get the results that they want to get. So everything that we do should be for the benefit of others. The Apostle Paul said in the book of Galatians, "Have I become your enemy because I tell you the truth?" He wasn't trying to become their enemy. He wasn't trying to hurt them or be mean or be harsh. But instead, what he wanted to do is to wake them up to what they were missing out on. Are we waking up our audiences? Are we waking up people with what we're posting and what we're putting out there in the marketplace? Are they shook up a little bit? Did they say things like, I hadn't thought about that before. I needed to be reminded of that. Or thank you for shaking me up some today. As long as we're on that middle tier, nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to change in our life. And nothing's going to change in the lives of those that we're trying to reach and benefit. And then number three, and Mom always said this, consider the source. So aim true, benefit others, consider the source. When we're out there looking for acceptance and people make negative comments, why do they do that? Well, often it's because they're seeking some sort of validation themselves, or often they are wanting to prove that they know more than you. Last night on Twitter, my best friend, Kerry Wilkerson, was making a post about what it was going to require to date one of her daughters. And she said, the young man needs to come to the house, needs to sit down, have a meal, talk to the family. It's great. So many people said, that's exactly right. I agree with you 100%. Well, this one cat comes on there and he's like, you're just a great helicopter parent. And Gary says, how many teens do you have? Or how many children do you have? The guy says, I don't have any. Consider the source. When someone is writing to you and giving you advice or trying to correct you, what right do they have to do that? I'm always amazed at how non-speakers will try to create a speaker or correct a speaker, or non-writers will try to correct an author, and non-parents are trying to correct parents. Really? Should we listen to any of that? No. People who have no experience, no track record, have no right to correct other people. I know someone will disagree with that, especially if you don't have the experience or the expertise. So what we've got to focus on is making sure that we're doing what needs to be done in a way that focuses on the benefit of others, we're aiming true, and we're making sure that we're considering the source of what's going on. So let's have a healthy acceptance instead of an unhealthy acceptance of always seeking the approval of other people to validate ourselves. Listen, if you're breathing, you're valid. So get out there and engage your audience. Share your message. Hey, and say it with passion, or just leave me a note.